Hi, it's Allison here again today, and I will be reading an article that discusses an interesting topic. How many balloons does it take to float a human? And this is going to be quite interesting because I haven't read this before, but yeah, let's just get started. Floating into the sky via a cluster of balloons is a childhood dream for many people, but to real-life circumstances, is it even possible? The idea was put back up into many people's minds when the popular movie Up was released, and the main character floated his house with hundreds of balloons. Is any of this even possible? There's a science to everything, even balloons. Some of it can be kind of boring. Helium is strong enough to lift 1 gram per liter of helium. So if one balloon has 5 liters of helium, that balloon can lift 5 grams. That's why to hold down a balloon, you can just tie it to pretty much anything, even lightweight objects. Of course, you also have to take into account temperature and pressure, but we'll explain this in the assumption that there are no odd circumstances causing anything out of the ordinary. How many balloons would it take to float? When it comes to floating yourself, you have a few options. Use thousands of small balloons or hundreds of huge ones. A standard balloon is 11 inches. To lift just 1 pound, you will need 37 balloons and 423 liters of helium. The average human weight is 137 pounds. For that, you will need over 5,000 standard balloons and almost 58,000 liters of helium. If you were to use a jumbo balloon measuring 36 inches, you would only need 145 balloons, but still the same amount of helium. That's a lot of balloon blowing. Even then, that's only to get yourself off of the ground. If you wanted some serious air, then you would need even more balloons. There are only a few people in the world who have successfully flown by use of balloons. The most notable one was Tom Morgan in 2011. It had been his dream to do something involving balloons, and that dream eventually came true. Tom and his team encountered a few obstacles, including good weather preventing the balloons from popping and helium supply. Tom attempted his feat 3 times in Botswana, but it failed each time, each and every time. He finally returned to Johannesburg with the last of his helium supply and tried again. The 4th time was a charm. It took 100 giant balloons and 2 days of blowing them all up. After that, it was all smooth sailing, or floating rather. Upon a successful liftoff, Tom drifted over 15 miles and reached a height of 1.5 miles high. He floated for over 2 hours. As he got closer to the atmosphere, things started to become uncertain. The temperature was rising, which could cause the balloons to pop. Not only that, but he was drifting quickly into a flight path. Although nervous, Tom kept his cool and slowly had cut balloons away in order to drift safely back to Earth. Tom was a part of a group called the League of Adventurists, who were inspired by his feat and planned to start a competition based on cluster ballooning. A team from National Geographic created an iconic scene from the movie Up. In 2011, over the course of 2 weeks, a team created a specifically designed lightweight house and floated it with 308 foot tall balloons, and there were people inside. The house reached 10,000 feet and flew for about an hour. Would you ever attempt to live out this fantasy and fly via balloons? Personally, the furthest this writer of this article says is flying in a hot air balloon. And yeah, that will be it for today's episode of the podcast. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.